Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Congratulations. You made it into the finals. How does it feel?
Amazing.
That's it?
You know, I want to describe it, but I think it'll take a little too long to describe the whole experience. So I'm just going to say amazing.
I got time.
Okay. Right now, I'm overwhelmed with happiness. When they, you know, when the two judges favorited me, I was like, you know, this is my time. This is my calling. Beatboxing is my love, you know. I'm married to beatboxing, literally. Like, I spend every day beatboxing, you know, trying to come up with new beats, being as creative as possible, you know. And to know that beatboxing has got me to where I am right now is just such an amazing feeling, you know. It's purely from the heart, you know. Beatboxing, I beatbox from the heart, you know. And I don't even know how to explain right now. It's just, it's an overwhelming situation, really.
Okay.
That's why I said amazing.
Okay, so let's do a little bit of a secret for these folks. And we were talking in the XL Lounge there, because which was hilarious. What were you telling me that you were worried about?
I was worried about Angela and Rally because, you know, they are a lovable act.
No, but you went even further. You were just like, oh, I'm going to lose to the dog, man.
Well, that was just, you know, that was just me being a sad man, you know. But, you know, I think you got to prep yourself for loss sometimes. And you can't always get your hopes up too high or else.
Yeah, forget all that. Let's move. I want to move on to
Sorry,
the back.
I'm all depressed even though I'm going to the final.
Yeah, no. You're giving me the written.
Opposite.
Yeah, you're giving me the written stuff. No, now let's go to when you're on stage. All right. There are three of you there. One gets eliminated. Who are you standing next to?
I'm standing next to the dog.
So what are you thinking then?
I'm thinking, oh my goodness, it's happening. It's happening. I'm going to lose to the dog act. But, you know, Martin and Stefan, they pulled through and they, you know, they stated it's a talent show. It's not, you know, it's not a show where you vote with your heart. It's where you vote with the talent. And I'm just so thankful that they recognize my skill.
Okay, now that you are in the finals, I know you can't give too much away, but, you know, it's not over. What is next? What's the preparation? What do you hope to, well, we know what you hope to achieve, but what do you think you're going to do?
I'm just going to pour my heart on the stage and deliver my hardest and most technical and the catchiest beats that I can, you know, comprehend in this little mind I have and just put it all together in the amount of time I have and just, like Stefan said, just push my raw talent across Canada and hope that, you know, Canada recognizes that beatbox is ready for the next level.
So, question I ask everybody always at the end. Do you think you could be the first winner of Canada's Got Talent?
Definitely.
Fantastic. My friend, congrats.
Thank you very much, Rudy.